Ollie, would you send that out to me?
Yeah, I will. I'll send it.
Yeah, please. That would be something.
Bill for the stack.
Bill?
Yeah, we've been using that for some time at KPFT. Any musician that plays live on our show is supposed to sign a release form that says we can use their music for, you know, premiums or honor use, whatever. I think it's pretty general. Of course, that still doesn't help if a programmer wants to play a song that's related to some topic they're discussing. I guess the answer was they just can't do it, or they'll have to edit it out or keep it to 30 seconds or less. I don't know how workable that is. But and who was it that mentioned, it was a Kathy in New York that you've been doing, looking into something like this?
Well, yeah, we've been doing the same thing with music, but we've been pretty casual about it, and we need to make it more formalized.
Do we need to get a work group? I'm wondering to.
Well, I think that we
more.
Have one of our agenda items is to form a work group to specifically go out there and to contact independent labels to work on building our own archive of permissions.
Well, that's different than what we were just talking about, like what Kevin suggested. Use non-copyrighted music and get permission from artists to record that music.
Yeah, I think that's an option. Summer, I don't think this has to be the last comment so we could move on.
Sure, I just wanted to ask if Bill would maybe send the forms they use at KPFT to you as well so that we see everybody's different copyright release forms, and then maybe out of this committee at some point we can create a nationalized version.
If I get that.
This is Jim. I just have one other comment to make on this.
Okay.
Just from our experience at WM&F with lots of live performances.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, what we have run into recently with a lot of bands who are signed to major labels is that they will allow us to, for instance, if we do a CD, and we've done a few of them, is they will allow us to put one selection on the CD. Sometimes that is a song that is in the public domain, or is it a song that is composed by someone else? So we actually have to go and get permission from a publisher to play that material that's done by someone else originally. You can run into a situation where that gets held up, or you can run into a situation where an artist will not let you play or put on a CD something that's on their current new album, but something from their older material. So there are all kinds of negotiations that do have to go into some of the major artists who are signed in terms of what you can end up with on a CD.
Okay. All right. I think we have to move on to the next item, which is form a subcommittee work on strategy, vision, and best practices for websites, archives, streaming downloads, social blogging, video, multimedia, social hubs, and what staffing and technology would be needed. Does the person who submitted that agenda item want to present it?
That was me. This is Henry from KPFA. I sent out email to, I think, most of you. I didn't have all the addresses. A little short memo.
That out. I'll send it out again to everyone.
Maybe it would be, rather than taking the time to go, well, I don't know. Should I go through it or?
Well, I think rather than read it, I kind of thought it was quite long. Maybe you can give a synopsis. And if I can find it in my email, I'll send it to the correct list.
Okay, all right, quickly. The idea was, I had several, but it was basically.
We're not hearing you.
Yeah.
Your phone is not.
Can I just interject here and say, is this something that's already been done? I'm wondering if this is something that's already been done and on file in the.
I'm sorry, who's
office.
Speaking? Who is that?
Hello?
Who's speaking?
That was Stacey Davis.
Oh, Stacey, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was wondering if this isn't something that's already been done by National, and if there may already be some sort of policy that we have out there. on this. Just wondering.
Okay. My sense is that the technology committee hasn't met in a long time, so I don't know.
I'm not aware of any national policy like that.
Okay.
Do you want to continue? I'm making the presentation of the committee. Are you there? Was that
Henry, I'm back.
Okay, Henry, do you want to continue?
Yeah, the idea was basically to put together a little group to survey what the Pacifica stations are currently doing, what other affiliates, other public or non-commercial stations that we know about are doing online, in terms of the features and capabilities on their websites.
Hello? Did we lose you again?
Hello?
I think we lost him again.
Yep.
Oh. All right. Does anyone else want to comment?
David at KPFT. I'm going to put my stack in.
Oh. Jim, WMNF.
Okay. David,
yeah,
Jim.
I think this number three subcommittee, I think that's the meat of the action that we should be working on the... If we're to form a strategy, we should have the vision and probably something that's unified throughout the whole network, is my opinion. I don't know. Maybe there's something we should be doing more. We need to be going. This really should be the meat of the substance. I would like to hear more of that as soon as Henry gets on.
I'm back.
I hope I can stay here. I'm having a bad day with my phone.
I'm going to let Henry continue. After Jim, was there someone else for the stack?
Summer.
Okay. Go ahead, Henry.
Well, I said most of it. I mean, the idea would be to come up with, sort of prioritized recommendations of what we think, are the most important things for the stations to do to beef up their web presence. And, both immediately the short-term priorities and maybe some kind of vision of how the websites can develop and integrate with the audio broadcasting over the longer term.
Are you done, Henry?
Yeah.
Jim, you're next.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I definitely want to work on the subcommittee, and I also want to, with your permission, invite WMNF's webmaster, who is doing all of the things that you are looking at for best practices for Pacifica stations, and I think he would actually bring a lot to the table in terms of explaining what can be done with very limited resources. He is a half-time employee but works over 40 hours a week.
Okay. Does anyone object to Jim convening this, Henry convening this subcommittee? Henry, do you accept the task of convening this subcommittee?
Sure. Why don't people want to be on it? Email me.
Do you want to give your email over the stream?
My email, sure. It's henry@nor.com, NOR.com.
Okay, as long as that's okay, I just wanted to call your attention. Are there any objections to other staff and people at the stations being invited into this subcommittee as Jim described?
This is Summer.
Yes, Summer, you're next on the stack.
Thank you. Okay, I'll comment on that, what you just asked, and then the thing I wanted to say before. Yes, I have no problem with people giving presentations, but the P&B committees have very specific compositions as outlined in the bylaws, and we simply can't have people joining committees and subcommittees and et cetera who are not part of the structure of the LSBs or the PNB. I mean, some of these are just governance issues. So I have no problem with someone making a presentation to a subcommittee, but they can't be a member of the subcommittee. I think that would be inappropriate. So that's just a governance issue. And then I wanted to say something. I think this is fantastic to work on this. I totally would like to be on this subcommittee. So I guess I won't go into any further detail, but I fully support that we need to do this. There are some good ideas coming out of our station of things that would, be web appropriate that tie in our radio program. So anyway, I think this is the direction we need to be going in if we don't want to get left, behind in terms of what's going on technologically. So
okay.
Thank you.
All right, so...
Kathy, Otis on the
side. Yeah, Otis, yeah.
Otis. Am I up?
Otis?
Yeah, I just want to say that Matt is a real treasure, and if you look at the WMNF page, it's extremely imaginative and really well organized. And John and I have been trying to get input for the Pacifica collection, a vast number of pages, for some time. We haven't had really the time to address it because we've been focused on so much other stuff, but the Pacifica page really needs serious work. And, what I would have to say to Summer is you would have no objection to John and me talking to Matt and getting some stuff that we could bring to you, I assume.
Oh, goodness, no. And I'm fully in favor of bringing good ideas to the table. I just, you know what I mean? These are slippery slopes. I want to make sure we don't start just inviting people to join subcommittees when there's a strike.
I just want to follow up and say that I don't think that Matt really has time to be
right
part of the subcommittee because he is so stretched, but he would be really valuable in terms of, you know, picking his brain or also just making some suggestions on a one-time basis or something to the subcommittee based on his experience. I'm sure he would be more willing to do something like that than to be a part of an ongoing committee. So.
No, I think that's excellent. I'm
okay. A lot of back and forth.
Sorry.
I just want to, you know, I have another question. You know, is there any objection to other people from the staff being invited as non-voting advisors to the committee? Are there any objections?
Gabby, this is Henry.
Henry.
Around here, I don't know if this happens at all at the national level, but sometimes we, you know, when there are restrictions on committees, we just make up a task force, which is initiated by a committee but is open to other people. If that terminology gets us out of any kind of governance bind, or a working group, you can call it, whatever you want to call it, and then you invite the people who are you want to have and who are willing to be sent. You don't have to worry about people's exact official status.
Right.
All right. So do you want to provide some kind of motion that would establish this as a working group?
I make the motion, David Salerno.
Yes. David?
Yes, I make the motion that we allow advisory positions and on the subcommittee and that we can as soon as possible.
Can you say that again?
I make the motion that we allow advisory task force or however we want to call it to allow it to include whatever creativity that's possible out there from volunteers.
Okay, allow the advisory position on this sub, on the work group? Working group? Is that what we said we wanted to call it?
Work group, task force, subcommittee.
Work group, task force, subcommittee. You got us all covered in that one.
Just pick one. work group.
Work group. Okay.
Motion to allow advisory position on work group task force subcommittee. I'm going to add even more of technology.
Could I ask that someone email me that language, please?
Could I make a friendly amendment and actually have the words non-voting inserted before advisory?
Okay. Non-voting. Okay. Motion to allow non-voting advisory positions on work group task force subcommittee of the technology.
Okay, I think I got all the wording on that.
Okay. All right, so are there any objections to this motion? I'm assuming that this motion is also in the same moment actually forming this.
Yes.
This work group task force subcommittee of technology committee. So cute. All right, and hearing no objections, that motion does pass. And so that's good. So Henry Knorr is the convener. of this subcommittee. Okay. And anyone who of this committee who wants to be a part of this group should email their desire to do so to Henry. And Henry, I don't know how all this meeting is going to take place, but I imagine a lot of this work could be done through email as well.
I hope so.
Because perhaps we can, well, my thought, if, you know, not that I, as a, I don't know if a committee chair can make a motion, but I'm thinking that maybe we can sort of make a regular aspect of our meeting, you know, part of that discussion as we move forward. It might be good to put, you know, to just keep that on an ongoing part of our agenda and have reports every time we have a meeting.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent idea.
Do you want one of us to make a motion, or can we just all agree to that?
And make a motion just to be official.
Okay, I'll move it. I move that the technology committee will receive regular reports at every monthly meeting from the working group task force. What is the name of this task force, by the way, for the notes?
It is the Work Group Task Force Subcommittee of the Technology Committee.
Okay. Well, I move that we receive reports. That we receive reports from that subcommittee at every technology meeting on the program
okay.
being made. Can I get a?
Can I make an amendment? Why don't we just name it the Online Task Force? How about that? Bravo.
Online Task Force. All right. Are there any objections?
No, what about OTF?
Online Task Force. Okay, so I move that we receive
the original Task Force.
Huh? All right, so is there any objection to this motion to have...
Do we have a second?
Don't need it in committee.
Ah, there you go.
And a chair can also make motions and participate in discussion in committees.
Okay, that sounds great. That helps me a lot. Thank you. Okay, well, that sounds like a good start. And... Henry, I can't seem to find your original email, but if you mail it to me, then I'll forward it to everybody that's in the group at this
moment. Okay. Okay.
Thank you. All right. So are there any other comments or that on this particular item, or can we move to the next item? No comments. Okay, the next item is posting of meetings and minutes and governance issues to website. Does the person who made this motion want to move for this motion? This item, I should say. This agenda item.
This is Bill. I think I suggested. Well, mostly, what I was trying to figure out is, can the committee help with this? Because I know the problem is that there's a lot of work involved, and we shouldn't expect John and Otis, for example, to do all that. But I don't know if there's a way of facilitating this sort of thing. But there's been a long-standing concern. I remember we talked about in the technology committee meeting 2 or 3 years ago, too, about how to make our minutes and all these things publicly available and easy to find. And some of the committees have their own. Yeah, some of the committees have their own Yahoo or Google group, and that's one way of doing it. But
who was that? Somebody for the stack?
Otis.
Otis. Okay. Anyone else for the stack?
Summer.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, Otis?
Yeah, what Bill says is absolutely true. I think one of the things that the KPFTX calendar, which is, obviously is going to become the Civica Foundation. It actually already has a presence there. But we've made it really easy to post agenda and minutes and stuff like that. And there's no reason that can't kind of replicate throughout the station. So that the idea is that you just take one posting and it goes everywhere. And the system is set up so that it'll cover all the local board meetings as well. There are some things that I need to do to it to make that really work, but they're not heavy stuff. It's not heavy stuff. But the technology already exists to do that, I think. You know, that's my reading of it. And what's happened is people don't know that. I think one of the big issues has to do with people knowing what the capabilities are and that they can actually post that stuff so that it's publicly available.
Okay. Summer?
Yes, hi. Yes, Otis, I have not been able to log into that, actually, to set dates or anything, so I will have to talk with you gentlemen on the phone or something.
Is that because you don't have a login?
No, but you made something for me in Washington, D.C., but I've never been able to, I cannot figure out how to access the system. I haven't been able to post anything for even our meeting time.
Well, you just call me because a lot of people are doing it.
So. Okay, so that's probably me, not it.
I didn't explain it.
Okay. And the other thing is, yes, I mean, we are woefully behind in terms of posting. That's not any technical people's fault. That's our fault as committees and stuff. But things like not having, you know, the audits and the 990s up on the website, you know, that they're like 3 years out of date frequently. And LaVarn said we're going to start updating that stuff. But I would like to see us get systematized so that, you know, minutes, agendas, audits, everything that's of any interest to the public and, frankly, interest to ourselves because we still lack the ability to go back in a cohesive fashion and say, take a look at all the motions that were passed by the PNB over the last 2 or 3 years so that we, you know, historically know where we're at. Has this issue been brought up before without people saying, well, let me dig through my old emails? So however we can facilitate doing that, I would like to see that because it is a real problem. We have no sense of history in terms of what we do at either the local LSBs or at the PNB in terms of being able to easily access it for new members and say, well, let me see historically everything that's been done in the last couple of years. So whatever would facilitate that, I would like to see us work on that because right now it's, you know, even on our local website, you go and you look and it's like, okay, there's some of the minutes, but not consistently. So.
Yeah, let me just say to that, because everything's in the database,
mm-hmm.
That means it's searchable. So basically there are all kinds of things that we can do with what we have now. I mean, because everything is now going into a database. So
we can
find stuff.
Well, if there's some way, maybe, you know, this is something we need to work on, but I would like to see it organized so that you can click on, you know, motions passed by the PNB, and then, boom, there you are with a, you know, a chronological order of them. And,
right.
You know, the same thing with minutes, you know, so that people, because people don't always know what to search for. They just want to say, gee, I wonder what actions were taken in the last couple of years by this board. Let me take a look at it. And that frequently will answer questions for people and prevent unnecessary, you know, recapitulation
right.
of motions that have already passed and stuff.
Right. No. It's totally doable, and I think that's a terrific idea.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, and whatever we can do as a technology committee, I'd like to see us help facilitate that.
Okay.
Thank you.
But it seems like a lot of these things are going to have to revisit several times to formulate how to really pull it together.
Yeah.
So that sounds good. Any other comments on that agenda item?
This is Bill again.
Yes.
One thing I wasn't sure if this is easy to add, but how about having files, a files section besides minutes? Because some of our committees have, you know, the work groups, they have documents that they're working on and sharing. It'd be nice if that was public.
That's really good. That's the kind of thing that develops in a system because somebody says, you know, that would be really good and we need it. It's totally doable. There's no reason not to be able to do that, and it comes from the design, and this committee is a perfect place to kind of generate that need. And like what you just said, yeah, that makes a lot of sense to be able to do that. You know, I want to see it simple to do and unified so that it's accessible, so that everything is basically accessible.
This is Summer again. Can I ask one more question, please?
Yes, sure, Summer.
Otis, what is the, what is this something that should go to a task force? How should we best facilitate these ideas and stuff to make these improvements from your perspective?
Well, there are two things. One is disseminating information about what already exists so that people start posting their agendas regularly and posting their minutes regularly. Probably one of the things we'd want to do would be to standardize the form of the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Because that makes it easier to search. Like, for instance, you mentioned being able to say, what are all the motions that were passed? Well, theoretically, minutes contain almost all motions and the results of those motions. You know,
one hopes so.
Rather than discussions.
I said one hopes so.
And there are ways to do it, to make an entry form, for instance, which just has motion, you know, maybe vote, and what was actually done. You know, that's really worth looking at from the point of view of what we would like to see, you know, what would be useful for the user, and the other side of that is how do we achieve it, you know. And that's probably, I mean, I think it's worth looking at. Most of the stuff that's there now has come out of a direct need, you know, that was pretty obvious to me and to John and maybe to some other people. That can probably be made a little more elegant by saying, like what Bill just said, the fact that there are documents that support issues and being able to deal with those. Those kinds of things, you know, you look at that stuff. I look at that stuff as a programmer and then say, oh, yeah, here's how we can do that and do it in a way that makes it, again, accessible, which is the whole point of all of this, to have the record and have it accessible. Somebody who's interested in that, you know, we might want to have a little, and I would say a small working group that would collect that kind of stuff from people.
We also have to make
it really nice, you know, to be able to do, and then, you know, figure out what our schedule, how it fits into our priorities to be able to do it.
This is John. We also have to make sure that the people that need access, like the secretaries of the LSBs, have accounts and know how to use it, because they can do some of the work. It really doesn't take very much to upload a file. Once you've created, a structure. So part of that is to get them to do the work, but we might also need to tap some of the governance people to volunteer on different tasks and to help collect and upload. That would really be very helpful.
Well, this is Summer again. It would seem to me that maybe, you know, if we had, you know, on the, whether it's the KPFTX website or the Pacifica, I'd prefer to see stuff on Pacifica because people don't know to look at KPFTX unless they're us. You know, the public certainly doesn't, although I understand there's a link there, but however that structure doesn't really matter. But, you know, that each committee, say, you know, finance committee, national finance committee, and, you know, perhaps you task the chairs and the secretaries of each committee, they are responsible for logging into their section and uploading minutes. So that would mean the same for the PNB, for each of the PNB committees, and then eventually the same for the LSBs and their committees, that, you know, here's your spot, please upload your minutes and your motions and your agendas and everything here, so that somebody can say, I'd like to know what's going on with the finance committee, click, there it is, you know, and that would, you know, reduce the labor burden on the technical staff, on you guys,
right,
and enable us to have like sort of a repository for these things where we can say this is where this item should live, not sort of the vague, you know, LSB stuff's over here. No, okay, I want this committee. Let me see what they've been doing, you know, and then if people know that's their job, part of my job as being chair is I must make sure this stuff goes up, and part of the secretary's job is making, you know, that we know this is part of what our responsibility is as being in charge of a committee. I think that might help to diffuse the labor burden and also facilitate getting the stuff up there.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, well, getting the backlog up there is also a daunting task because some of the minutes and agendas, et cetera, finding who actually has them
is difficult. The historical stuff going backwards is probably harder to fix than going forward.
Mm-hmm.
But if we could fix it now, then we can slowly fill in the gaps from the past. So.
Yep.
Okay. I think we should probably move on from this, but I do have a question. In terms of all the stuff that's going on with Sound Exchange, how realistic is that either of you guys would have time to actually make these adjustments and make these spaces for people to do this? What kind of a timeline would that be before you could even get to it?
Otis, are you there?
Hello? Yes?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just looking at a note from Bill about posting minutes. A timeline.
I mean, it seems like you guys are pretty busy right now.
Well, here's the thing. This is kind of an ongoing issue, and you know, my point of view is people don't know about it. They don't know what the capabilities are or what they can do. And a lot of it has to do with getting that information out to the secretaries of the committees, okay, so that they know they can post and it'll show up there. You know, I have to say, in respect to what Summer says about Pacifica, yes, I agree. And all this stuff's going to get folded in to Pacifica, but that's dependent really on what we decide to do with the whole Pacifica webpage structure, which you know I really don't want to go into, but to say it's exciting to work with it.
Okay.
And time consuming.
You're too kind.
To make this easy to do so that people will do it rather than making it so, you know, elegant that it's daunting.
Right.
I mean, I think that we should have a small group of people who speak to this issue and basically put out information of what's available, what we can do, and receive suggestions and comments, which may turn out to be really useful.
So let's why don't we
from
establish
KPFT.
This subcommittee? Who would you?
Well, this is Stacy from KPFT.
Yes, Stacy.
And I think maybe a good idea would be for each of us to. You know, one person from each station to sort of volunteer to be a point person, where to sort of be responsible for learning how to use this technology, so that when a local person wants to, you know, a secretary wants to put something up on the web, and they're having a problem, instead of calling John or Otis, they could call us, and we can walk them through it.
Sounds great if the technology is there.
This is
I believe
summer.
The technology is there, isn't it?
Well, it's been there for, you know, about 5 years or 4 years or something.
Okay. So why don't we schedule, Otis, a tutorial for you to do with this committee?
Yeah,
okay.
That would be great.
And you
yeah,
know,
I think that's good.
Put that on the agenda maybe of the next meeting. And how much time would it take for us, if we were all sitting at our computers and you were going to give us a tutorial?
What comes to mind is 15 minutes, maybe 20. I don't think it's any longer than that because there's specific things, you know, that you can do. And I guess there's specific rules, I'd have to say, you know. And
ooh, I'm driving by a gas station on fire. Wow. Holy cow.
Oh, Houston.
Okay. So why don't we put that on the agenda for next week for like 15 minutes, and then if there are further questions, then we could email and then maybe sort of develop a fluidity with the program, at least within this committee.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That sounds
you.
Like a good plan.
We've been talking about this for about 15 minutes. I'm not sure how long you wanted to allocate, by the way.
Okay. I think it's time to move on.
Did you say next week or next month?
Next meeting.
Meeting.
Oh, next meeting. Thank you.
Yes, next meeting. Which I need somebody to reserve for me, by the way, because I don't have my... The next item is national best practices for collaborative and national broadcast. And that was actually an item that I put on the agenda. And primarily because I function here in the programming department. I'm not the program director, but I'm public affairs. And we've done a number of collaborative broadcasts over the years. And I think, in fact, Otis put together one of our really best ones. And I'm thinking with the war coming up and with a lot of these issues with healthcare, I think it would be really nice to do a national broadcast really looking at the healthcare and really looking at the war and really beginning to build some consensus about the issues that we all care about, because we all have broadcasters at each station and the affiliates who could contribute to something like that. So so in some sense it's a programming issue, but it's also a technology issue in the sense of creating a procedure, understanding that we have to reserve the, we might have to reserve the KU, how do the engineers at each station, how do they transfer back and forth? You know, so I was thinking in terms of creating sort of playbook so that if any producer or program director wants to initiate something as a national broadcast, that any of the stations would have, would be a viable option, or even the affiliates to do that. So I just felt that that was important, because over the years there seems to have been some confusion in terms of who is the national program director. We don't have a national program director. And I think that the technology committee can provide some leadership there, especially with, you know, the tech people that are on this committee. So that was the idea behind this. I know a number of years ago I produced a national women's broadcast in which there was a live hour from each station. We just, you know, sort of transferred from station to station. Then what had happened is Michael Yoshida recorded the whole thing and then rebroadcast, I think it was 5 hours, for those people who couldn't catch it the first time. So there's just like basic technical knowledge that we have at each station that really we should all understand about doing these kinds of broadcasts.
I think we already have some protocols that we did a number of years ago that Ursula, myself, and Verna Avery Brown worked on that cover a lot of this.
Oh, so could you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jim.
Send that to me.
Yeah, I gotta find. I gotta find where it is, where the latest version of it is.
My memory of that is that it didn't work well, but you know, I'd still like to look at it.
Okay, sure.
Jim, was that you? Is there any for the stack? No?
I could be on the stack, sure.
I thought you had asked to, but yeah, if you have something to say, go ahead.
No, I just want to say that, you know, I can comment mostly on things prior to 2004, 2005, but we did have, after the settlement of the lawsuit in 2002, we attempted to, in earnest, begin doing collaborative national programs, and they were not without difficulties, and there were things that we worked on to try to smooth out some of the things that were happening in terms of cooperation between the stations, and also being able to get a majority of the stations to carry those national broadcasts was sometimes difficult if that kind of programming didn't fit within the general format of some of the individual Pacifica stations. So, you know, it was always a work in progress, and I think it got better and better as time went on, but that doesn't mean that there weren't problems. There definitely were, and then I think things have become even more streamlined since the times that you know, John and Otis and Michael have been trying to do things for us on the national technology front.
Anyone else?
Bill?
Yes, Bill?
I don't have anything personally to any expertise or experience to add, but I think it's a great idea. And, you know, while we're struggling with finances and possibility of you know, maybe laying off programmers, some of the paid programmers, or I don't know, we need to be looking at ways of sharing our expertise and providing some high quality programs that we can all carry.
Okay, anyone else?
Stacy, I'd like to be on the stack.
And Summer.
Hey, Stacy.
Well, I just definitely think that what's already been done, we don't want to reinvent the wheel, and so what's already been done should definitely be take it as a starting point so that we're not, you know, doing it all over again, which tends to happen a lot with Pacifica. We reinvent the wheel every time there's a new election. So I'd be careful, caution us not to do that. That's all.
Okay.
Hi, yes. Well, I agree with what she just said. That's the whole point of keeping track of what we've done in the past. I would like to see anything that was developed in the past for review. I'm definitely in favor of some national programming, particularly if it's like of particular national importance, like news coverage of, you know, various congressional events and things. Those should definitely be broadcast nationally. If we do develop some kind of policy out of here, you know, I do want to caution against like ending up with like more block programming of a particular, say, political bent. But you know, I don't want to see things imposed on local stations if it's like a particular programmer's show on a regular basis if they don't want it. So I'm fully in support of shared news broadcasting, and some of our better quality programs, of course, would have appeal in multiple markets. But I also want to respect the fact that we shouldn't, you know, push national programming on local stations if they don't actually want it. So however we end up looking at that policy, I hope that we consider all of those factors.
Yeah, I'd like to, this is Kathy, I'd like to respond to that. What I was thinking and what I had in mind was certainly not that.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Any PD can do that if they want to. What I was thinking more in terms of is opening, because our national broadcasting here at Pacifica tends to be dominated by a limited number of personalities, and I feel that we have a lot of producers who may not have that kind of juice.
Hear, hear.
And what I was thinking in terms of one of the programs that I had tried to do nationally was in there was a special event in New York where indigenous people came from all over the globe and were making a presentation. We wanted to make that available to the stations, or if there would be a collaborative effort where you might have producers. A collective of producers from each station coming together. So I wasn't really thinking in terms of any kind of systemized national broadcast. Okay. I was looking more to be able to facilitate good ideas that wouldn't be systematized, that would be unique. Like maybe there's a special event at the School of the Americas that we want to grab that sound and send it around the country, or you know, maybe there's actually an effective protest against Obama. We want to grasp that sound and not making it about, oh, well, this guy is our correspondent, so he's the one that's going to go, and it's always going to be that person. It's always going to be that station. I'm thinking in terms of making it possible technologically, for each station to be able to gather the sound that's in their community but has national resonance. And that might be a one-time occurrence.
100%.
There needs to be the technology and the process, so when that happens, we could take advantage of it and make it something special.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, that I would 100% support, because I agree with you completely, especially unique programming like that. Yeah, it's those single voices dominating the airwaves is actually what I was concerned with. So, yeah, okay, I think that's excellent.
Okay, anyone else in the stack? Well, I would suggest that we start with what we have and what we've done. So maybe, we could look at the thing that John was talking about. Maybe Otis can give a little bit about the national piece that he did. And maybe we could just sort of throw some things in the hopper and just keep looking at it, see what we need.
You want that now?
No. I'm thinking we could do that through email. And sort of be able to review what's already there. So, like someone said, we wouldn't reinvent the wheel. And maybe have a look at some of those problems that we have had in the past so we don't have to repeat them. And maybe we can assemble something. And I would think, you know, a conversation like that would have to include the real technology people at the stations, you know, the people who would be responsible for ISDN lines and satellite and all that stuff. So, you know, it might have to be a gathering of information at the first stage. So I'm interested in that. So, you know, I'm certainly would welcome any help with that if people want to help me gather that information.
Which information? I'm sorry, Kathy?
It's really trying to put together a historical record of whatever systems are in place.
Okay.
And what mistakes have been made so that they wouldn't be repeated, so we could sort of look at that.
Okay.
So, you know, those of you who have some of that, I'd be grateful if you would send information to the group. And after today's meeting, I'll send out another email to everyone with so that everyone can see emails and we can communicate with each other. And though this is not on the agenda, we might want to create a listserv ourselves. So, you know, that's something
that's a good idea.
Maybe we can also contemplate.
Okay, we could probably host some type of listserv on pacifica.org Gmail at this point. We're probably going to be moving off of that in a number of months, but if you want something like that, we could set something up.
Oh, would you do that?
Yep.
That would be great.
All right, bye.
And I think that, you know, between John and Otis and myself, we can definitely come up with the things that we tried in the past, the things that worked, the things that didn't work. Technically, and be able to, you know, bring that historical record up to date for people so that they can be aware of how not to make the same mistakes again. So
yeah, I should also say that there's a certain political element to this stuff, which you know, might want to look at as well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we could look at that too.
Well, it's a lot of it. I mean, there was a lot of it in informed dissent.
Partly
a political project, Kathy. You know very well what we did.
Yeah, but the outcome was spectacular.
It was pretty good.
Yeah,
and we kind of won.
Great.
The things we wanted to do, which was to open up this national broadcasting to affiliates and to other people. You know, the new voices and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, we're out of time. It's time for us to adjourn. So. I know we still have some things on our agenda.
You know, items 6, 7, and 8 look like they can actually be part of the forming the subcommittee because they cover some of the same things that would be talked about in that subcommittee.
Okay.
I just want to say thanks. I'm going to exit out. Thank you guys very much. Good meeting.
Thank you very much.
So all right, bye-bye.
Is there any objection to folding these three items into the topic of the subcommittee?
Kathy, I got one last request.
Yes, who's this?
It's Ali.
Yes, Ali.
Yeah, I sent you our release form. If I could also see the one that KPFA is using, I'd like that.
Okay.
I don't know if Henry was the one that was going to send that out.
Or Bill from KPFA.
Bill, I just emailed our PD to see if I can get an electronic version of it. I'll submit it to the committee if I get it.
Yeah, it would be good if we had a national one, and if even on a local level we ask permission for, rather than our station, but for Pacifica.
I have one from Pacifica Radio Archives that they use, too. I'll send that along
as
well.
Yeah, we can come up with something that would, collectively, if we're all doing it, we can then share that those permissions with each other. If the slip is written correctly.
So should someone move to fold 6, 7, and 8, the item 6, 7, and 8, into the subcommittee being convened by Henry?
Yeah, would you like to move that?
I'll move that.
Okay. Any
second.
Any objections? None? Okay, that's
what's wrong with you people?
And I'll send this out to you, Kathy, as a specific request, but I would like to have on the next agenda some discussion of listserv management because we have issues with that here in terms of what are appropriate lists. Are they official? Do people actually get them? And who moderates them? Because we have
that's a big deal, yeah.
Lists that exist on the periphery that actually aren't official, and board members don't know that for months sometimes, that this isn't actually the real list, you know, and I perceive that as a genuine problem.
Okay, are there any other thoughts before we go on adding things to next week's agenda? I mean, next meeting. I keep saying next. next meeting's agenda.
Kathy, this is Kimry. I just want to say that I'm on the line, and I've just been learning a lot from this being my first round on the PNB, so I haven't said much because I'm learning as we progress. So I really appreciate what I'm learning from my brothers and sisters this evening.
Thank you very much, Kimry.
Thank you.
And I think we all have a lot to give here. It's nice to be in a committee where that is actually possible. One other thing that I thought might be interesting to add to the technology committee is somewhere down the road maybe conferencing with the affiliates committee because I know that they're talking about creating some kind of technology as well.
Huh.
So we might, you know, in communication with affiliates. So I thought maybe once that progresses down the road, we might want to interface and see where there's a marriage can be made. So that's the only thing that I would add, though. I'm not sure when that would come up.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yes.
Okay, so I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, that sounds great. Any objections to that? No, great. Well, you know, guys, thanks a lot. This is actually fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Technology is fun.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.